So excited to have Gil Grand here in Saskatoon, bringing the Straight From Me to You George Strait tribute show to the Capitol Music Club, and we have Mr. Gil Grand on the phone with us right now. Gil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to be coming to Saskatoon.
No doubt, you're about to hit the road with this string of George Strait shows, and I think in Saskatoon we're kind of in a place of privilege because we get you in town singing George Strait on a Friday night. How awesome is that?
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. And we're playing at the Capitol Music Club, and I've never been in there before, so I'm excited to come and check it out and play there.
Capitol Music Club is an amazing venue in the city. I mean, they capture the really, really good small venue vibes. It's a very fun room. And especially for a show like this, I think everyone's going to be in such a good mood on Friday.
I was going to say, like, because a lot of the shows that we do are these big theaters, and we sell out the theaters, which are beautiful and fun and everything. But, you know, this kind of takes you more to that honky-tonk kind of playing George Strait songs in that environment is going to be a different vibe, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, and I mean, there's plenty of dance floor room too, so hopefully we'll get some people down there too stepping.
Right on.
With entertainment in general, there's a kind of a real surge in nostalgia across music and other art forms. Why do you think that audiences are kind of craving those familiar songs and the throwback experiences now more than they have before?
Yeah, I mean, I think the music was so good back then, you know, like I think you can't forget it. And I think a lot of the artists that are playing it, myself included, I mean, those are the songs that we kind of cut our teeth on and learned in, you know, how to play guitar and sing to. And so, you know, 80s, 90s, country music just was great music, and people I think have never kind of put it down and moved on. I think they just keep playing it and kind of going back, and it's a great time for me to be able to get out and sing. You know, George Strait is one of my favorite country music singers for sure, so when I started to learn and sing country music, even the songs that I've written and even a little bit of the style that I sing definitely comes from a George Strait influence.
Well, and you've got your head into George Strait's catalog more than I think probably most people at this point in time, and you know just as well as anybody, he built a huge career that echoes across the decades. What would you say that artists today could learn from somebody like George Strait and his sound?
Well, I mean, first of all, great songs. George Strait has had 60 number one hits, and that's the most of anybody in country music. And so that says a lot. So having great music, great songs, and I think that traditional country music style, you know, still with the steel guitar and the fiddles, some of that Texas swing. I mean, you know, it's a great sound. It's great music. It's still very popular, obviously, in the South, and I'm sure in Texas and everything. But I think Canadians have always, I mean, George Strait has a lot of fans all over the world. But Canada loves Strait's music for sure.
There's just something about a pedal steel that just elevates it, isn't there?
It's awesome. I mean, that's why when I decided I was going to do this show, I was like, if I'm doing this, I'm going to pay respect to how the music was created. I'm going to do it right. And so, like, we have fiddle, we have steel, we have piano, we have a huge band, great harmony singers, and just, you know, we're singing our favorite number ones. Like I said, I couldn't do two shows or three shows of number one hits. And so it's something that everybody knows and everybody sings along to. How often can you go to a show where you're going to recognize every single song?
An amazing position to be in, to be able to tour singing such great music. But I also don't envy the process of having to choose what goes in the set and what gets left out. How do you pick them?
I mean, I just pick my favorites, I think, and the ones that I think were the most popular. Obviously, George had also, you know, a little movie, you know, stint with that Pure Country film that was a big hit. And so there were some great songs out of that Pure Country that people are familiar with. But I like the old stuff. I'm singing George Strait from from his first hit in 1981, you know, with Full Hearted Memory and Unwound, and those hits all the way to, you know, Across My Heart and, you know, the ballads and those songs that people for 30 year span have enjoyed, or probably more than 30 years, I think now. Not a lot of people can sing country music like George Strait can.
Well, no doubt. It's going to invoke a feeling that I think is going to mesh very well at the Capitol Music Club this Friday, Gil.
Yeah, I think it is too. I mean, I hope a lot of people come out, and I think tickets are going really, really well. So I hope we can get that place packed, because we're coming out with a big band. I think from what I could tell from the pictures, it doesn't look like it's a very big stage in there, but we're definitely going to fill it. We may have some players offside of the stage too, but it's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of great music, and you know, a good show for people to sing along and dance to, for sure.
Well, definitely can't wait to have you in Saskatoon with an internationally recognized tribute to George Strait, Gil Grand, with the Straight From Me to You tribute show at the Capitol Music Club. Again, lucky to get you in town on a Friday night for the country music party. This is going to be an amazing time on Friday, Gil. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting with me, and I'm looking forward to being out there.
Safe travels, eh?
Thank you.